Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Episode 43.
And sorry for forgetting Pat Tillman last week.
Oh, I know. Somebody hit me up on Twitter and was like, I can't believe you guys are from Arizona and forgot episode 42 number.
That's your fault. Pat Tillman. You went to ASU. Don't blame me.
Yo, that's mad disrespectful. Although, do I consider him...
Hey, he's an American hero.
I consider anybody who goes to the military a hero, not just somebody from the NFL that goes as a hero. All right, I don't care if he did leave millions of dollars. People leave their families, all right? There should be a statue in front of every military person in front of all stadiums.
Start a GoFundMe.
Anyways, episode 43, we got George, Ryan, Greg in the building.
Yep.
Special guest in the building.
Hey!
We got the homie Jay. I'm never going to get this last name.
He told you.
I already forgot. What is it?
Schlong.
Schlong.
Yes, Schlong. Jay Schlong is in the building. Finally, the homie from China.
How many times did you say that when you were growing up, at least? I know you did.
Yo. It happened a bunch. I'm not going
to lie. I haven't heard that word in a long time, but people used to say that in high school all the time.
Anybody who listens to the podcast regularly?
Palomalu. Hey.
Darren Sproles.
43. Oh, there you go.
That's all I got.
Baseball players.
Jack Sigma.
Who? Sigma. Throwback Milwaukee Buck.
Oh, I'm like, he must play for the Korean team out there or something.
Remember Jack Sigma?
No.
That's the one I think Shaq like punched or did something. It was like early in Shaq's career, but I'm pretty sure him and Shaq got into it, I think.
Never heard of him.
Brad Daugherty.
Brad Daugherty.
Number one
Cavaliers.
Overall pick.
He was overrated.
Worst number one overall pick, mate. Well, besides probably Mike Olowokandi.
No.
They picked Daugherty ahead of Jordan.
I think Olowokandi. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't count. That's in hindsight. Like, I don't like when people say that. What's his name is the worst overall pick that got drafted to the Cavaliers number one?
Anthony Bennett.
Anthony Bennett. Lord have mercy. What's the Instagram? Jay?
It's at Shanghai Soul. S-O-L-E.
And anybody who listens knows we talk about the homie Jay all the time. All right.
I appreciate that, man. You guys show mad love. Ever since day one, I appreciate that.
Go ahead and shout out your wife. I know she listens.
Oh, yeah. So I just got married on December 24th.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we went to high school together. So, yeah, we go way back.
Oh, jeez. I guess you ain't
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Oh, and congrats on getting engaged.
Thank you, sir. Hannah was asking me about that last night. She was like, so are you guys going to talk about it? I thought you guys said something last week.
Because you were pooping
you weren't
yourself
here.
That week.
You weren't here. We brought it up, but I was like, I don't want to talk about it without George being here.
I figured that, but I thought we talked about it last week. No?
No, we did.
I don't remember.
No. Well, George is engaged. I'll be honest with you. I just didn't think that was going to happen.
Ever.
Bro, Rocio talks about it all the time. And I used to be like, that's never going to happen. And I think George has convinced me. Yeah. I'm like, George has convinced me it's not. So I was like, well, you know, that's that. But he actually did it. You convinced me. So anyways, like we said, this is the homie Jay. He's super homie. He's already become the overseas plug for a few people who listen to the podcast.
Yo, it's we'll talk about that later, but it's crazy right now.
What are we talking about today, Simple?
Today, we're going to talk to the homie Jay about how things are currently going with the sneaker culture overseas. Then we're going to get into, apparently we're going to redo top 10 greatest sneaker nicknames of all time, since I was the only one that knocked it out of the park.
Man, you better go somewhere. I guess
this is the Redeem Team episode.
You listen to that episode. Mine was the best.
No, mine was definitely the best.
Since
I gave Greg this topic.
He did. But other people have hit me up and said that they wanted us to redo it, but you definitely was the one that definitely wanted us to go back through, because we did five and we picked that topic that day. So we kind of threw our five together. Once we were saying them, we started thinking,
I mean,
like,
dang. I didn't change anything.
Well, no, I did.
I added some.
Mine is completely revamped.
Well, I will tell you this. I went back through and I wasn't going to mail this one in. Every one of my 10 is brand new, no repeat.
All he talks about.
No butter.
All he talks about is how good of a list he had that day. Hey, but now he's changing it? What are you doing?
How you going to completely revamp it?
I'll reread my top five, but like, why am I going to do a new 10
my number
and then
one.
Just repeat what I said?
But you just added five onto the... I mean, if you thought of one that like replaced number one, okay.
No, I'm saying like I did that.
That's just
new year, new me. Like,
okay, that's definitely not true.
New year, new me.
We'll find out when we get to pickups. Actually, if it's new year, new you.
How confident is your list, Jay?
I mean,
you confident in it?
I'm confident.
Because if it's whack,
I'm coming like Chris Brown, not Soulja Boy.
All right, so pickups, releases. Well, actually, let me go ahead and tell about, because I obviously have no
you
pickups.
You picked up.
Nothing, but I took, if you want to talk about L's this weekend, I no longer own Human Races.
Oh.
I no longer own.
What do you mean L's? Just because you sold it? Or
no, because Cowboy he lost. Can bet on the Cowboys game.
Dang.
Oh, man. That's another thing. I wish I could play back the clip from last week of how confident you were in talking about how your Cowboys were going to thrash the Packers.
Last week? You mean the entire season since we started this show?
Super Bowl. Oh, Super Bowl. Oh.
I lost Human Races, Air Max, Hyperfuse 90.
Oh, my God.
Laney Low.
You're wearing those right now.
Oh, no, I'm wearing red ones. Infrared ones.
Oh, no.
Top three.
Who are you betting on these with?
Top three. About $50. It's pretty different in the closet. It's a little different.
Hold on. Let's run through everything you lost.
Who are you betting?
Human Race. Air Max Hyperfuse 90.
Okay.
Laney Low. Top three.
What's a Laney Low?
These people we know.
Laney Low 14.
Oh, top three.
Oreo 4.
Oreo 4s.
And Columbia 4.
And Columbia 4s.
And that's all of them.
How much did you bet?
I bet more than I should have.
So you got about
three. And my wife only knows about... she's going to hear it now.
Well, not anymore.
But she only knows about...
Now she knows about them all.
Yeah, she only knows about the Human Race I lost.
Edgar you're betting against?
Edgar, a couple other people. So,
dang, that top three hit you for $275, too.
Man, why'd you quit saying that? You love talking
you
about that.
You laughed last time you brought it up.
What'd you say, Jay?
I said you gave up one of your grails.
Yeah, it's my double grail. Look, I got doubles. I almost lost Shattered Backboard and a Yeezy. Facts. Yo, I was so drunk making
like
these bets.
Betting on like a quarter or something? Bro, how'd you not lose
when all When I say I was drunk, Rocio left me at her sister's house. I woke up, no cell phone, no nothing, no shirt. Bro, I threw up the most ever in my entire life, in my beard. Like, I woke up, carne asada was in my beard. Facts. I tried to smile, and it was just cracking. It was cracking like, this is no lie, though. Why do you think my eye's red? You see my red eye? Bro, my eye is red because I busted all the veins in my eye throwing up. No? Like, the most ever.
So right? What?
Wait, from the L after or before?
No, from all the drinking the night before.
I know, but. The night before the game?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even drink during the game. I was so hungover.
What was this from? Why didn't we hear this story?
Because I've been hungover and I've been upset.
No, but you...
I wasn't going to tell you guys before we got on the podcast what I lost. Might as well save it for here.
Yeah, but you said the night before is when you got drunk.
Oh, but I slept pretty much the entire day.
What did you drink for? It was a party?
Oh, I mean, my birthday was on Friday. So then we went to my sister's house on Saturday and went to the baby shower at my sister's house. They had a cake for me and everything. And we just decided we're just going to drink just until we stop. And like,
until you stop.
Bruh, I was found on the bathroom floor at her house. Facts. I'm still feeling funny.
So how did you didn't even go to bar or club or nothing?
I still went to Kristen House and watched the football game.
No, I know that, but I'm saying that day or that night you were drinking, you didn't go anywhere.
No,
you
was at a house. Yeah.
So how did you not lose?
That's a lot of alcohol.
Got turned up.
Yeah, how did you not lose Shattered Backboard and Yeezys?
Oh, I wish they, I would have got They offered. They said Yeezys and Shattered Backboards because it was against cash. They were going to give me cash for the shoes.
Yeah.
And I was sober enough to say, what? No Pirate Blacks. Like, oh, no, I just got them reverse Shattered Backboards. So,
yo, Ryan, you just said you were trying, you wish you were there so you could
have them off. Yeah, because he liked that. That's how Ryan is. He's greedy. That's how Ryan is. He's a snake.
Actually,
I took my first sneaker L to Ryan.
Yeah, but he's cheap too, though, so he might not have bet you cash against them.
I would bet sneaker.
Yeah, he would bet like five pairs of
sneaker
versus
sneaker, yeah. Yeah, so my text that I sent could have possibly been legitimate.
Which one?
I said, you sleep all day after drinking Coors Light.
Oh, facts. I almost died, bro. Like, I feel different.
But it couldn't have been Coors Light because you know better.
Bro, you see my eye? All the blood is busted in my eye.
It was Tecate, right?
No, it was everything. Ciroc shots, everything. Like, going in. Any pickups, Ryan?
You're out of control.
I actually have no pickups this week.
Yeah!
No pickups. I have. Is this true, I'm going to try to pick things up this weekend.
Okay, we're going to talk about that, too.
Is this true? Is this a true story?
True story. I don't have any pickups this week.
Jay, any pickups?
Yeah, I got a couple pickups. Man, I was trying to I think I picked up on purpose just so I could show Ryan.
And now you had no competition.
I showed on IG. I picked up the Jordan 15-16 this week.
The 16? Oh, the blue?
Yeah. Oh, I picked up the Nike SB Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Ooh. Dang, throw it in a simple face.
I like those.
And then I picked up a Jordan 1 Black Toe. Shout out to my homie Shamari, who also listens to your show. He hit me up and sold them to me for retail. So I appreciate that.
Dang.
Yeah, I saw your Jordan 16 picture actually while I was driving here. I am mildly jealous that I don't own those.
I would just like them.
I like them.
I'm not paying that much for them.
No. The white and blue ones, yeah. The strap thing.
Suck.
They're $250.
I can't.
Yeah, that's why I
needed.
Paying
yeah,
that
I needed them on Swoosh. I couldn't pay retail, but
George, pickups.
Yes, I told you guys.
Oh, that's right.
NMD OG that released on Saturday. Adidas copped it. Manually beat the splash page. I have no idea how. I've actually copped the last four NMD. Prime Knits on there, the one for Hannah, the pink one, those two. Now that we know how many pairs of those like three stripe multicolors there are, it's not that impressive. But
you got the black ones or the white ones, or was it just the black ones that restocked?
Both.
I got both originally when Adidas released them that day.
No, the ones today, the OGs.
No, the white ones didn't come out. Just the black ones. I didn't even know that white one came out originally. I thought it only came out like a couple months ago. I didn't realize that was a restock. No, I got the one on Adidas that. The OG restock, and then today I bought for half price. Actually, bought Finish Line had those Air Max 1 Ultra Flyknit all black, triple black, whatever. I bought those for $80.
Dang them J Wows.
Got them.
So what's releasing? Okay, let's talk about releases. I'm gonna say something. I think Black Cat 13s are fire.
Stop it.
You've been saying you want to buy a pair of 13s. I think that's the only reason you're saying that.
Jay, you copping?
Oh, it is not on my list, and they are dropping on Saturday morning here.
Are you copping?
I'm a sit back on this one. I'm not gonna cop.
I think those are so fire. Simple.
I'm surprised.
Like,
I'm surprised you said that. You normally don't go all out on shoes like that.
No, I don't. But for some reason, I keep looking at them. I think they're great. And I'm simple.
It's probably because you haven't bought a shoe in like 2 months.
Oh, maybe it's withdrawals. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. That actually might be a good point.
The only 13s that I like are Flint 13s and 13 lows
and cherries. White reds, whatever.
I mean,
13s suck. I don't know if anyone.
You're crazy. 13s don't suck. 13s suck. I understand why somebody might not care for them or wear them anymore, but they don't suck.
13s suck.
I mean, Black Cat 13s look like they're just like a poor man altitude 13. So
they're better than altitudes. What else come out?
I would have to see him in person.
I think a few boost trails come out, collabs with White Mountaineer.
Released in Europe today.
Zoom Generations, LeBron's?
Yep, those come on the 25th, I think. At least out here, they come out on the 25th. So okay. we're going to talk about that as well. Shaq's
and
come
then,
out.
And then the Nike Field, the four colors that are re-releasing. Those Which are coming ones? Out. Those came out today.
Those super high ones, special field, whatever.
Wait, that came out. Oh, that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Yeah. Are you copping?
Comes out this week.
God, I want to cop those.
I mean, I got the green ones, so I will not be copping. Oh,
I want to get the black ones. I want to get every single one of them. But
I actually like the blue ones. You're not those are only women's, though.
Yeah, the blue ones are women's. So, but I'm not copping anything. So, like the homie Jay brought up, we're gonna talk about the LeBron retroing today. I mean, retroing next week. On the 25th, 175 for the first game.
It's only coming at one Foot Locker store. I mean, I'm sure other stores will have it, but
it's coming out first in New York this week, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's this week in New York, and then the next week it's going to be everywhere. I think that's what it is. Jay, you copping?
You know what? I will.
Yes, you are. Did you have the OGs?
No, I do not. I do not have the OGs.
Did you ever have them?
When they came out, I remember I was in college and I was watching that game, that first game against Sacramento. We dropped 25 and 5 or something like that.
Wait, the first games didn't come out the first time. Only black and whites did.
Right.
And then the all blacks. Or did the first games hit the shelves? I don't remember.
They came out.
Limited. Oh, they did? Yeah. Oh, they were limited? Oh, okay. Did you have them back then?
I mean, they're kind of plain to me, to be honest. But maybe for nostalgia reasons. I don't know. I'm not copping.
I think the reason that they're worth buying is because they are playing. I think the LeBrons jumped out the window so fast when it came with design that these are the only ones that are probably worth buying besides maybe this, maybe 7, 8, maybe a 9. What was the one that had where you couldn't see the shoelaces? What LeBron was that? 3s?
4s.
4s? Those were so awful.
Yeah. Right?
And they went quick as far as the design.
Most of them are awful.
But George, you buying these? You said you were. You said this was the only one you would cop.
No, I don't remember that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you mean like 8 months ago talking about like LeBron retro or something?
So y'all, nobody's buying these?
I might. I don't know. I mean,
Ryan, you're not buying?
I'm not buying them this weekend. No, maybe if the like Wheats or something came out, maybe I would.
Oh, Wheats are trash. Those are Tim's.
I mean, they might be, but.
You hate on every wheat flax colored shoe in the world.
Well, I probably won't buy it then.
Okay, so that sums it up. When the LeBrons first came out, what were they, 125?
You think everything was 125?
They were like 125.
I have no idea.
The first LeBrons, I camped out at Just for Feet at Arizona Mills. First time my card had ever declined in a place. I had 4 pairs. I had 2 men's and I had 2 kids for my son and his cousin. Went up there, swiped the card. They said declined. My card was frozen because we spent so much money during Christmas or something like that. I had to run to the bank, get my card unfrozen. They held them for me. I came back and got them. I still have my OG LeBron generations. I mean, they're one of the greatest shoes to me, top 20 ever basketball shoe. They had no grip, but they were good. They were good if you know how to shoot. Facts. Man, I thought Jay was going to cop for certain. I thought Ryan was copping for certain.
I mean, I'm
trying to be a little bit more selective.
Me too.
Man.
New Jay, year, new me.
You say that all the time, Jay, and you be posting up new stuff on Instagram all the time. Look at you. You made some pickups this week just to compete with Simple. All right. Your wife.
That's a problem. That's a real problem.
Yeah. Your wife is going to hear this and be like, what? You compete internationally now?
How many times?
This episode will not make it to the pod.
Yeah. I guess that was,
how many times does Simple not have anything?
It's never. Never.
No, he's had an episode where he didn't have one time.
But then in the middle, he was like, oh, wait,
I did buy something. I think that's what happened. I think in the middle, he was like, oh, wait a minute, I think I got something.
Let me check my PayPal.
I guess
you
that's...
You need to check your PayPal for the money that you need to send to me.
I sent it to you 2 days ago.
Anyways.
we'll talk about that later.
So we wanted to actually talk to the homie Jay, kind of get a perspective of how things go overseas. It's something that you actually don't hear many people talk about. We don't know what goes on overseas. I'll be honest with you. My thoughts of like sneakers releasing in China and Japan and things like that, I don't know why. I just never thought about how difficult it might be over there because we're so focused on how it is over here, you never think about how somebody else has it over there. And considering that we have a homie over there right now, been over there 6 years, Jay, Instagram, what is it again? At Shanghai Soul.
Shanghai Soul.
We're going to ask him a few questions.
So wait, the 12s that I saw all over Instagram and whatnot, those sat there or what? How did that happen?
They are sitting currently, collecting dust.
Which is a... And they haven't even come out here yet, right?
They come out here the 28th.
Okay.
They come out. But then I don't even know if it's a wide release. I think it might be just limited stores that might get them.
So did you go to a Nike or did you go to a Foot Locker or what did you go to?
I went to a Nike. They had them sitting at Nike, at the Nike store. We got a store out here called Kicks Lounge. It's kind of like what Foot Action has, right? I think Foot Action has a Kicks Lounge. And then the Jordan store out here.
You're talking about the 12s? Oh, the Foot Action Jordan store?
New Year 12. Yeah, the Chinese New Year 12s.
All right.
How much are they out there?
They are $235, so $15 under retail from the States, actually, which is rare.
I was going to say, you said
shipping is like $310.
shipping is, they always go by weight, and so shoes are always so heavy, right? So, and then with the box too, it normally comes out to be like around $35.
Yeah, that's about right. So, started off, what got you into sneakers, Jay?
So, man, that's a funny question. So I'm 33 right now.
Okay.
And I've been in love with sneakers since I remember in fifth grade. My first pair that I truly loved, and Ryan, you're going to appreciate this, was the Air Max CB94s.
Yes.
And I remember when I had that pair, I was still wearing the kid size, and I had like the little, you know how like back then when they had the kid size, they had the little bubble instead of the full heel bubble?
Yep.
And I wore those things until the heel rubber was worn to the air bubble popped. Those things I wore every single day. I like laced them up every night.
And you see, that's old school. When we used to wear our sneakers until you could see the air pocket at the bottom of your shoe.
The rubber was worn so thin that you could see the air.
Even if the air was invisible, you could wear them down until you saw the air in the bottom. And that is fact. I wore down Deion Sanders sneakers to the air,
and then the little rubber on the back was like a flap, and you could like, I always try to rip them off.
Yep.
So how many times have you retired?
Say what?
How many times have you retired from sneakers?
I'm still going strong. I haven't retired yet.
Never stopped.
You know what? No, I stopped in college for a little bit, but you know, I never really collected before, like at least not in my eyes. So I always had a lot of sneakers. But it was mostly basketball shoes, and it was shoes that I really liked. So, for example, the Kobe 8s, right? Those are one of my favorites of all time. I had like eight or nine of the colorways. And my buddy came up to me one time. He's like, yo, how many Kobe 8s do you have? And I was like, I got like eight or nine. And he's like, do you? I'm like, nope. And at that time, my only pair of Jordans were the Carolina 5s, the black and the baby blue.
Oh, okay. Those suck.
And those were beat up. I mean, the sole was turned, it wasn't even yellow, it was like dark green. And those were destroyed. And then after he said that, and that wasn't even until I moved to Shanghai, so that was only like six and a half years ago when I really started focusing on like collecting shoes. And so my collection has grown exponentially since then.
Yes, you went simple. What are the brands like out there as far as Nike versus Li-Ning. Adidas versus Li-Ning versus Anta versus whatever?
So, so Nike is still God out here. Like, they got the biggest store in Asia in Shanghai. It's about like five floors. It's huge. It's good big. Lord. You know, Kobe is God. They love Kobe out here because Kobe makes a trip every year out to Shanghai.
How about Yao Ming?
Yeah, I mean... So, you know, Nike is more for like the athletic people. So like people still rock Nike basketball shoes. You know, everyone's wearing Tech Fleece pants, Tech Fleece sweaters. Like really? You got the most Nike stores and malls and on the street. But Adidas really is, you know, and I'm pretty sure it's the same in the States because it's just like the hype, right? All the trendy absolutely. Kids.
Yeah.
Wearing skinny jeans and the long hoodies and the long, you know, long sleeve shirts.
Yep.
They always rock Yeezys, NMDs, Ultra Boosts. So it's like a different market. Like Adidas is more for like the trendy people, and then Nike is more for athletically inspired. And then brands like Li Ning and Anta, I mean, they actually do have a couple of those stores, but I never see anyone in them. Like the way of Wades, right? The regular releases, like, you can just get them on shelf. Like, you can find them no problem. But even like the ones where like Team No Sleep or any of his like birthday colorways, like, they don't even release them here. So you can't even really find them.
So then, I'm sorry, Brian, to cut you off. So the so then out there, like, did Li Ning sell, like, the Wade sell when LeBron was on the Heat? Did, like, people wear them out there then, or did nobody ever really wear them out there at all?
I mean, people noticed it a little bit more, but people weren't choosing to wear Wades over Kobe's. That would never happen, and that still wouldn't happen.
Was there ever a Steve Nash Li Ning shoe? And did it release out there?
Ooh. I don't know, because I don't follow Li Ning like that. I mean, I'll see like what Wade has coming out, but I don't. I mean, like, they have commercials for like Klay Thompson and Anta, because you know how he's with Anta,
right?
Yeah.
So nobody wears those.
Like, they'll have his commercials on TV all the time, like all the time. Even on broadcasting, they'll have like the shoe just sitting on the desk on the sportscaster's desk.
But nobody's buying those, huh?
But no one cops them. Like, no. I mean, I don't know. None of my friends that play ball wear anything besides Adidas and Nike.
And to answer your question, Greg, we talked about this, I think, last week before.
But I thought you said it was a different brand.
Steve Nash was signed with Li Ning. However, he only had to wear Li Ning in China.
Okay.
Here, he hooped in Kobe. It was when he went to Lakers. Actually, it was his last season with the Suns, so he wore, like, Hyperfuses. And then when he went to the Lakers, he wore Hyperfuses or Kobe's. And then he never played because he was hurt. Rest in peace, Steve Nash.
Okay.
Greatest point guard of all time.
greatest shooter, right? Greatest shooter.
Greatest shooter, right? Greatest point guard, greatest human being, greatest Canadian. Canadian hero. He's a Canadian hero.
I don't even know about point guard.
Apparently he's an Ohio hero, too, because you guys love him for
some
reason.
I don't even think Steve Nash is top 5 point guard. I don't even think he's top 10.
Stop it.
Yeah, he is. Uh-oh. I mean, he's up there.
Nah. Top 7.
Now you did it. Now you did it.
I think he's career leader in assists, right? Or number 2 or somewhere right there?
He passed John Stockton?
He's better than John Stockton.
I mean, I would assume Simple would know. I'm asking him. No?
Better than John Stockton. John Stockton got to what, 2-3 finals?
I don't care.
Anyways. So how would you...
Karl Malone.
So what would you describe the culture out there like as far as like China versus U.S.? Is it pretty much on the same wavelength like you already described?
What... Actually, I have a question also. What... Do things flow from there to here or from here to there? Adidas big
so those
there?
Are two different questions. Let me answer Ryan's first.
Okay.
So pricing out here is crazy because all the shoes are made out here, right?
Yeah.
But Nike and Adidas and all those top brands, they're considered a luxury item. So what they do is, because normally if you were to buy it here, it's made here, it's cheaper, right? Yes. It's like if you bought an Audi if you bought a BMW or Mercedes in Germany, it should be cheaper than it is in the States.
Yes.
I always assume that.
So what they do here is that they make the shoe, they bring it out of the country, and then they bring it back. And so they can justify putting an import tax on it. So it's considered like not from here.
Oh, that's whack.
And so I normally pay about 17 to 20% more on retail than what I would in the States at Foot Locker.
Dang. Jeez. That's lame.
So, for example, like Jordan 1s, right? What, 180? Is it 180?
What are they, 160?
Jordan 1 OG is 160.
160.
160? I'm paying like, I mean, so there's no tax, right? So I don't have to worry about that. But I'm paying around like 190, 185.
So, so that's tax here. With tax here.
The equivalent, the currency exchange is that much is what you're saying. You're saying equivalent to 190 in American dollars.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Dang.
Some even like 200. Like what was crazy is, you know, those orange rare airs, those are hideous, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Those were selling retail for $195.
Jesus.
Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Those
and that's infuriating, right? Because like I'll see prices on Foot Locker. I'll go on Foot Locker.
Crazy.
How much are they? I think they're
But it'll also, what's messed up is that it'll make you increase your limit. Like before, before moving out here, I would have never spent $200 on a pair of shoes. Never.
No.
And now it's like, oh, 250? Oh, regular. It's under 300. I bet.
Yeah, that's regular. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's something that we've talked about a couple times. It's like a year ago, like I remember when 12 Lows came out, because the 12 Lows came out last week. It was 170. The last time the Taxi 12 Lows came out, they were 110. And right. I didn't pick them up. No, I didn't.
I was going to say,
those 12 bro. Low orange and blacks were 170?
170, yeah.
So then over there, Jay, they're what, 200?
Remember, I sent that to you? I sent that to you on IG. On IG. I was like, 170.
Wait, here or there? Or
no,
both?
Here. And there. And everywhere.
Overseas, what are they, 210?
I watched that vlog, and your boy went and bought them.
Yeah.
Omar went and bought those at the Nike store. He was like, I can't resist.
I mean, they're dope.
And I'm just thinking, they're like, what do you mean you can't resist? And now that I know, like, if they're 110, okay.
They should be 125.
170?
They're 170.
I think 125 is
he must be rich, though.
Oh, yeah. So then to finish the other question, the second half of the question, sorry.
Yeah, say that question again. Sorry, my bad.
How the culture's different versus here and out there. Or was that the question that you already answered?
No, I mean, like, the hype is real here. I mean, I'm sure it is in the States too, right? Like,
yeah.
just like Yeezy and everything. But the culture is actually the same in a lot of ways. There's a lot of hype beast out here, man. Like, everyone is into that Yeezy look, you know, like I said earlier, like skinny jeans and runners.
But
IG, Facebook, and YouTube are actually banned in China. Like, you can't, like, if you don't have a VPN, you can't log in, access those websites. Like, you can't get on.
You got to get the sneak disc on YouTube underground. What?
Sneak disc. So underground then, sneak disc. So then, parties.
Like, I mean, so everybody there is familiar who's into that Kanye style. They're familiar with Kanye himself and music and everything. Or is it just the style?
Okay. No, I wouldn't even say they're familiar with the music, but they're just familiar with that look, right? It's just like the long T.
That, like, fear of God. In the,
yeah. Oh, for sure. With all, like, the babe hoodies with, like, the face on the hoodie. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, everything. I mean, it's just like IG. They have their own media platforms out here, and I follow a bunch of them on my Messenger. It's called WeChat. And I get, like, updates, and pretty much anything that I see on IG – they show them on these media outlets too. So it's like, it's really the same.
So I have an interesting question. You bring Bape up and things like that. I have an interesting question for you. What's fake life like out there? Like, what's like, I mean, are replicas like just easily available everywhere and out there? I mean, can you find ones good enough to where you can't tell the difference?
All right. So that's a really interesting question, because when it comes to fakes, everyone just associates everything that comes out of China as fake, right? Mm-hmm. Like, even when you see, like, the release samples, like, it'll be like, oh, from China, from like some girl's picture on social media. You can get fakes online, like, super easy, click of a button.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning it. I was going to mention it earlier, but we have this thing, and I've mentioned it to Greg before. It's called Taobao, and Taobao is like Amazon. It's like Amazon for anything you want, but you can cop sneakers on there too, because a lot of people have like their retail stores on Taobao. And so you can go. I was looking at Fragments yesterday, and it's funny. You can cop Fragments for $1,500, which is what their retail price is, or you can cop Fragments for $50.
And how good are they?
Okay, so I bought a pair for research. I bought a pair.
For research.
For research. Jay. Yes. Jay. Jay.
Research. That's what they're calling it these days.
You out there wearing fakes, Jay?
No.
It's like, no. Don't even start that.
Don't let him gas you. You do what you want.
Be you.
So how good were they?
And everything is super legit about the pair of shoes, except for the leather on the toe box.
That's it?
Like the leather on the toe box, if you push down on it, it's like not – it kind of creases a lot easier. Because like ones, for example, if you push down on the toe box, it doesn't really do anything, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you push down on these, it's like underneath it is like a thin layer of leather, and then underneath that is like foam. You know how, like, when you push down on, like, a sponge,
it kind
of,
yeah.
I don't even understand why they would lack there. Like, if everything else is good, why take the simple route on the toe box? Like, why even do that? They could almost have a perfect pair.
They have different grades. They have grades of fakes. You can get B grade fakes, A grade fakes, mm-hmm. S grade fakes. Like, and for like the S grade fakes, you can probably cop a pair of fakes for like, they might charge you like $90, and it's not even that cheap, right? $90 for a pair of fakes. Like, you can almost, that's almost retail for some pairs of sneakers.
So are they like, can you walk into a store and buy those out there?
Yeah, because I mean, like it's not fakes? Like it's not like going to New York and like
Canal Street,
going down to Canal Street to where you can like.
Well,
like
you trying to make this a Chinese thing?
we're asking questions of stuff that we have no idea about.
What I really want to know is if you can get me some. What I really want to know is if you can get me some super perfect Beluga V2s, and nobody will know.
Like, I mean. Because a lot of that stuff we do see, because a lot of times, you know, when we first got on IG, a lot of the IG account, we get followed by a lot of those, like, they'd be like,
like Air Jordans for you, right?
Like, yeah, it'd be like airjordan.ru, and then, like, it always has that app number, that, like, whatever that is. And I'm not going to lie to you, the pictures and stuff, some of those stuff were, they look perfect, all right?
Yep.
And I was just, and we've always wondered, like, out there, is it a bad thing? Are you shunned upon? Because, like you said, now I'm kind of wondering how you said that the Nikes and sneakers out there is considered like luxury goods. If you're that guy out there, like you have a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know what your collection is number wise, but a lot of the stuff you have is fire. Are you like looked at as like, man, he's got it? Like, he's got it going on. Like, he's, you know, somebody?
You cannot walk into a store and find like legit looking V2s. Like you have to go online. You have to go on Taobao to find that.
Okay.
But you can't find it, and you can find real sick, almost identical fakes. But like I said, it'll still cost you like $120.
Right.
Right now, currently I have like 120 pairs of sneakers. And that's, I don't know, like, to me, that's
enough.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Well,
to Ryan, that's a bad day.
To me, that's where I want to be one day.
That's his goals in life. Yeah, but like I said, like when you like you said, it's considered almost like having a luxury good.
Right.
People see you wearing Jordans or shattered backboards or whatever. Are you like, man, Jay got everything, or Jay is doing good for himself? Like,
This is another thing that I was going to touch on, is that there are a lot of people out here that have like insane amount of cash flow. Like I would say, like, there's just a lot of people just rocking Yeezys. Like, I'll walk out onto the street and I could probably see like 50 people rocking Yeezys.
Oh, really?
And it's a lot. It's a lot. Like, and so, I mean, if I'm rocking like Jordans, like, people don't really say anything unless I walk into a sneaker store, right? Like, just the regular person won't be like, oh man, those are hot, those are sick. But if I walk into like a place where they know what's up, like, I'll wear the Gym Reds to like Kicks Lounge, and then someone will be like, oh, I haven't seen those in a long time, and then he'll like take a picture of it.
Yeah, because out here, when you still see somebody wearing Yeezys, like, it's still like, oh, he got Yeezys on. Like, it's not like you see them so much that it's not, you know, where it's become common. I see somebody, like, I can honestly say out here, I might have seen two, maybe three people ever wearing 750 Yeezys. I've never seen that. Rarely see 750s. So if I see somebody wearing a 750, I'm like, yo, he got a 750 on. We'll see a lot of the, I'll see a lot more of the black V2s. Joints now, the V2s. Yeah. A lot more.
Not a lot of Belugas, not a lot of V1s or three, like, original 350s.
But then that goes with the fake culture out here, is because so many people rock fakes that
you can't tell.
That you're just kind of like, I know it sounds bad, but you're kind of jaded by the whole thing. You're just kind of like, oh, I don't even know if those are real anymore.
Yeah.
Like you'll see someone riding a bike up to his neck in cardboard. Rocking Belugas, and I'm just like, yo, what is this? Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
And so, like, you're just kind of like, you know, you just don't get fazed by that anymore.
And see, every time I wear Yeezys or anything, somebody always the two questions you always get are
they
how
real?
Much did you pay for those, and are they real? Because nobody believes you. You say you pay retail. They just automatically assumed, oh, you must have paid about $5 to $1,000 automatically. And he said, no, I got them for retail. And they're like, oh, those real? All the time. They all the time ask that. And it's like, because it's still out here so rare that it's hard to believe that somebody just walks in the Safeway wearing their Yeezys or something like that.
You just need to start carrying box and receipt with you everywhere.
I mean, it sucks because like the culture has just become like the ones that don't have them become haters, right? And you guys touched on that like last time. I was just like how sneaker trends and stuff like that. Like when I helped Jerome cop those 12s, people on his YouTube being like, "Yo, those are fake." Like,
oh, they were saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't even see the comments yet. Shout out to Mr. Midos.
Oh, Rome.
Yeah, Rome. People were saying they were fakes.
I have the receipt and everything. I included them in the box. And then someone was like, yo, you better check your plug because those are fake. I'm like, get out of here.
And see, that's just how people are. It's just the negativity when it comes to stuff like that is more rampant than anything. If that person had a pair or could get a pair, it would never say anything like that. No. Those are typically people who are wearing like, you know, KD6s or something like.
And yeah, so what about your student with the Supreme hoodie? Is that Supreme hoodie Fugazi?
I don't know
that you posted on IG.
But even if it is, I give him props, right? Like even if one of my students was wearing like fakes, like I would just be like, yo, like give him a pound for knowing at least what's up, right?
Knowing
like,
the culture.
One of my kids came in, is like, yo, I got on Jordans. I got my first pair of Jordans. I'm so happy. And he got some like Jordan team or like, right. some CP Jordans that would have went straight to Walmart. But I'd be like, yo, at least you know what's up, and like you're happy to wear your kicks.
That's true.
And so I like take a picture of them, or I'll like
shout them out.
Yeah,
you gonna have parents mad at you.
So all right. So is there a difference, or do you hear where you are? When something is made in a legit factory or legit material, like on the website you're talking about, does it say, oh, these materials are from Nike, but were left over? You know what I mean? Like the different types of fakes.
There'll be some that'll be like, yeah, for like a lot of samples, right? Like a lot of those like Yeezy samples and a lot of, especially Adidas samples.
Yeah.
Not so much for Jordan, but they'll be like, yeah, straight, like, you know, didn't make it to market, didn't make it to production.
Oh, really?
And so, I mean, it's hard to tell whether it's like, is that a real thing or are you just making something up? So you just gotta at that point
assume that they were making that up. I just always did. But so real quick, I wanna, you know, get to, I don't know how pressed for time are you. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So we've talked about this a couple times before, and I remember you talked about it with me on IG. Okay, out here, we know how difficult it is to cop out here. We know about, we've done it all. At the Sneak This podcast, we've literally have done it all in order to get sneakers. From camping to buying car services to actually owning our own bot service. Like, we've done every single thing that we can do. How difficult is it out there to cop? Let's start from Jordans. A retro Jordan drops, a Jordan 1, Bred 1 drops. How difficult is it for you to get a Bred 1?
All right, so it depends, because everything out here is comparable. Everything. It just depends on how much money and how soon, like how much money are you willing to pay for it and how soon do you want it?
So we'll
because
say,
there aren't like, as many retail stores out here as there are in the States, right? Because we don't have like Finish Line, Foot Locker, Champs, Foot Action. We don't have any of those. We only have the main Nike stores, and not all of them get it. We have some boutique stores who charge a grip on resale prices. And so a lot of people revert to online. So, which I said earlier, Taobao, and a lot of those stores, they have like a full size run, right? But it's just you're willing to pay $280.
Oh.
So you, guys don't have, like, there isn't like a Nike website or an Adidas website for China, like there's for like US or Euro.
There is. But for the most part, I would say people still raffle at stores, and they do raffles here. So it's like you leave a cell phone number, and then you tell them your size and your credit card information, and then they'll call you the night before release day to be like, oh, you are eligible to come pick up. You got to pick up between this time and this time to come pick up. So, or some, most stores do that. There are a lot of stores that still do like the lineup, And this is when I told Greg before, it's like they set rules for certain lineups. They'll be like, oh, you, if you want a pair of these bread ones, you better show up in some retro OG ones. Otherwise, you do not have a chance of copying.
Like, the fact that you have to wear an OG Jordan or something like that in order to cop is crazy.
Absolutely.
Like, there's
well, they do that because, like, they love to post it, right? Like, they want to post this story. They want to take a photo of 500 people wearing OG Jordans to go pick up these bread ones. And they just want to, like, set a scene and create that hysteria. But like the big Nike stores, they don't make you do that. They just be like, leave your phone number, and if you hit in our, you know, automated system, then we'll call you. You pick up the next day.
Do they generally have more pairs than like back then when you would cop in the U.S.? Like,
So when I was in college, I actually worked at Finish Line. I worked at Finish Line in the stock room.
Okay,
that place, that was like a dungeon. I would say no, and they don't restock as often as they do in the States. Because like I'm always on IG, and then they'll be like, "Oh, restock alert! Nike's doing a massive restock." They don't do that often out here, so they'll get like one or two shipments, and then you're online after that.
Man, that's crazy.
And online, you mean paying aftermarket price?
Yep, and I mean like going on like. On that website, Taobao. But you can literally find everything on there. You can pre-order. And for the stores that have like a really good reputation, you can like pre-order it. And then when they get them in stock, they'll ship them out to you. Like, you don't have to worry about that. But I mean, you're paying like, you know, $300, $350.
So resale is comparable then or no?
You mean to the States, like eBay?
Yeah.
Or like GoDap? I know you love GoDap. it's about the same. It depends. Like, for example, it just depends on what we're talking about. Like Yeezys out here, I think on eBay are going for what, like 500 right now? Like the black ones?
Yeah, like 5 to 7-ish, depending on the color or the stripe.
Like right here, they're going about like 6 to 8.
Gotcha.
6 to 800. Yeah, so it's like it just depends, right? It depends on what kind of shoe it is.
But what about like the pre-order thing you're talking about? Same thing?
I remember for the 7210s, when those came out on pre-order, people were paying about $400.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I mean, how much were pre-orders going out in the States for those? Like, I mean, for the Space Jams, about $400, right? $350.
What were we getting at pound for pound? $375
for what?
Space Jam pre-order.
$375 was the pre-orders, yes.
So I guess it's not that dramatically different. It just sounds crazy to think like you said, 160 out here for a Jordan 1 to like 190 out there. That's like tax and shipping. Like, that's like buying it online. So it's not that dramatically different.
And so like that's what's made my floor rise, right? Because like I used to be like, man, 210, are you crazy? And now it's like, oh, it's only 225. All right, bet.
Well, we used to say up here, I would be like, oh, I'm never going past 200. Then it was like, I ain't never going past 230. Then it was like, my man, 250, they smoking. Then it was like 275, y'all must be crazy. Now it's like, it's minimum. It's not even, if you really want something of something, that's almost a minimum. Like, it's not even like a think twice nowadays. Like, I mean, I still want King Push, and I probably want a pair of triple blacks.
I want King Push. I do want those.
And they're pretty low right now.
Yeah, but I would pay I'd
pay $250.
I'd pay $225.
I mean, like, it's not even like that big of it's not that big of a deal.
You always want to go low.
I mean, I'm obviously the only Jordan I plan on buying this year is Royal Ones, and since I'm not buying a single thing until then, I'm willing to pay $285, $300 for a Royal One. I don't want to.
You won't have to.
I hope I don't have to.
Going back to that topic, Greg, when you were asking like how hard is it to cop, it's so not only do they not have that much of a quantity, but then the people that are in line it's crazy because a lot of people will just pay people to line up out here. Like, I remember I was at Adidas. I wasn't in line for that Bape NMD, but I was just in Adidas that day looking at shoes. And I asked them, I said, do you guys have them in stock? Or he's like, yeah, we're going to release them tomorrow night, and people were already in line the night before, which is, you know, like you said, you guys done that before. And then I went to go check out the line. No lie, the first 50 people in line were probably 75 years old.
I mean, that, and that's how it is, like, in L.A. and places like that, too. Like, people go find homeless people and pay them, like, $50 a camp. Just sit, sit outside for, like, 3 days.
Yep. And then if they're not, like, you know, drivers and maids and whatever, it's the resellers that are out there, right? The resellers, and then they get all their friends and all their employees, and then, like, they just buy the full size one. They don't care if it's not their size. Like, oh, I only got 8s left. Oh, give them to me. I only got 9s left. Oh, no, I want them. I only got 12s left. Oh, I want them. Because they're just going to take them to Taobao to sell.
I mean, that's how it is out here. It doesn't matter. I've seen people almost get in fights. You know, they got, like, 2 pairs left, and it's the person's size behind them, and it's not their size, and they say, oh, I'll take it, you know. So are you allowed to camp for weeks out there or days?
I mean, some people, like, so we got a Nike Lab out here, which is, like, pretty rare, I guess, because, like, they only have a couple of those.
Right.
Yeah, like, very
five
rare.
Five stores in the world or something like that. And there was, I forget what came out. Man, it's I can't think of the shoe that came out, but there was probably a camp out for, like, 4 days.
Volt Revis.
Yeah, right. It was probably, I don't even think Lab was out there.
Volt Revis came out at
you got Volt Revis?
Champs.
I have Volt
Champs
Revis.
New Jersey, that Gridiron Champs, and that's it.
That store's probably out of business.
It probably is.
Revis is one of the most underrated shoes ever made.
No, facts. That's a true story.
And Volt Revis actually did come out at Nike. As like, came out at the Nike.
Comfort goes, yes, but a design, I don't know about.
It's a dope design.
Do you ever have a Revis, Jay?
No, I don't, but I had a chance to cop, and I was thinking about you guys, and then I was like,
what was it? What was it?
It was the I forget what colorway it was. And then I also saw the cruises out here, and I was thinking about you guys too. The
cruises,
the bone cruises, and the all blue cruises.
You don't like those?
I mean, I like them, but I mean, I wouldn't. And, like, so now I'm trying to be more selective, right? Like, I was looking into, like, some New Balances. I was looking into some A6 Gel Light 3s, and I was like, would I ever wear these over my Ultra Boost? And the answer was no. And so I was just like, nope, put them down.
How's that wave out there? How's the New Balance, like stuff like Kith, like Ronnie Fieg stuff, like, is that big out there or not really?
They get those, but it's super limited. Gotcha. Like, only, like, stores like Doe. Right, like I said, like those boutique stores, they might get in like 10 pairs or even like 5 pairs. And then you'll see a line of like 200 people for 5 pairs of shoes. And I'm just like, forget this.
Yeah, like, I mean, because typically out here, once you get to a campout line, you could just look at it and be like, nope, I'm leaving.
Yep.
Like the pictures that we see online from like the Bape release. I mean, I don't know what the people were thinking. Like, I just didn't get it. That line looked insane. All right. And for anybody to be in the back to think that they had a chance is crazy. I thought maybe that store just had the most pairs ever. Like, I thought they were in the thousands of pairs the way that line looked, because I just didn't understand why somebody would wait. Do people wear Foamposites out there?
I mean, it's kind of like in the States, right? It's like a niche. It's like if you love foams, then
you love foams.
Then you love foams. It's like I posted on IG. I went out to this. It's a sneaker boutique out here called WZK. They did a Foamposite history, and that's when I took a picture of like,
the comic ones.
Yeah, the comic ones. They had those. They had the Paranormans out there, and yeah, they did like a whole magazine spread on it. It was pretty dope. But for me, I have a couple of foams, but nothing of like super classic or anything like
did
that.
Did those? Is it the Tianjin? Is that what it is?
The
cherry blossoms or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Did those sell out quick there?
Yep, those were gone in like split second.
And see, since George brought that up, why? And this is, I think you told me this. Why do China themed sneakers sit out there?
It's weird. Like for some people, like okay, the singles day 13s. I remember that was like one of the first shoes that I messaged you about, and I was like, hey, are you guys interested in these? Those sat out here. Those, like, no one wanted to buy them. They almost went to the outlet. That's crazy. I see prices on those going for like $450 on eBay.
Yeah, they were going high out here.
And then I don't know. It just must be like they just don't consider him OG, right? Like they love OG, and then they post they like advertise it as such. They'll be like OG retro 15, you know, OG retro 1, and so they're super into that. out here. Like, if it's not OG, they're just kind of like, meh.
So can you, you can sell on eBay, right?
Yep.
Why don't you just put a full size one up and then just go get them as they sell and ship them out here?
Man, because, you know, okay, so I've tried doing that before.
Yeah.
And then my wife, Grace, was like, you know, you buy shoes because you love them. Like, the second you turn it into a job and it becomes tedious.
Yeah.
Like, then it just changes your whole mindset. Now you're stressed out about whether the shipping went through. Now you're stressed out about whether you made enough money on these pair of shoes. And ever since she said that, I was like, man, I'm just copping because I like them.
I think Grace is very smart, because we were in that same boat too. We were really reselling. I mean, really. Okay. We were copping pairs, and it got to the point to where, like, you start making excuses like, oh, I'm selling these pairs to pay for my pair, or I'm doing this to do that. And then you start dealing with people on eBay. You start dealing with people on Craigslist, and you get a bunch of weirdos, and then you start seeing prices drop. You got to get rid of them, and then you got to return them to Nike if they don't sell. You got to return them to the store.
It just stresses you out, and then all of a sudden it's not a passion anymore. It becomes more work, and it's tedious, and you're like, man, this is not what I got into it for.
And then it's like, I got to meet you up here. Let's meet up after work. Let's meet up here. I'll meet you at the mall. I'll meet you at the grocery store. Like, oh, never mind. I already got a pair. Like, it was just so much work. You're driving around with a trunk full of sneakers hoping that they sold on eBay so you can use your lunch break to go ship them. Like, that was literally what me and George were doing. Like, and it was just like, crap, prices are going down. You're making eBay pages before you even have the shoe in your hand. It's like, you know you're going to get a pair. You make your eBay page now.
Because you're not picking it up unless it sells.
Yeah, because if it doesn't sell, you're not going to pick it up. That's a fact, Ryan. How good are you on time right now?
Actually, I'm probably 1 minute late to my class.
Oh, why didn't you say something? We got to do the list.
I know, we got to do the list.
You want to just go through yours?
Real quick?
Okay, so real quick, we're going to do redo real quick. We appreciate Jay coming through, talking about the culture overseas.
Yo, I appreciate the love, man. I hate that I have to, like, leave like this.
Man, I didn't realize that you should have said something. But, hey, we got Skype now. You can come through anytime now.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming through. So what we said we're going to do, we're going to redo top 10 sneaker nicknames. Last time we did top 5, we're doing top 10 this time. Greatest sneaker nicknames of all time. We got the homie Jay Schwang.
Schwang. Oh, my Schwang? God. How many times are you going to mess this up?
Hey, man, leave me alone.
Schwang.
At Shanghai Soul on Instagram. Follow him. Super duper homie. He's going to go through his list really quick before he has to go teach class. So what's your list real quick, Jay?
All right, honorable mentions. I can't believe I'm even making time for this right now. Honorable mentions. Jordan 4 Fear. I love the name for that shoe. The Hair Jordans.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And the Mamba Curials.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think of that one. That's a good one.
Because Kobe loves soccer.
That's a good one.
And so, you know, because, you know, Ronaldo wears the Mercurials. And so he changed that to the Mamba Curial. I thought that was pretty dope.
Right. That's dope.
All right. Number 10, Bread, Black Red. Pretty easy.
George has it.
Number 9, Black and White Grapes.
Okay.
Number 8, Tiffany. I know that they're not necessarily called the Tiffany, but the nickname is the Tiffany, and I love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 7, Shattered and Reverse Shattered Backboards.
Okay.
Number 6, Flu Game. I tied these Flu Game and Taxi 12s.
Okay.
Split. Number 5,
Flu Game Oreo Taxi.
Oreo shoes, right? So Jordan 4s and 6s and the Kobe's, right? So they did the Oreo, just the black and white mesh mixed together color. Let's see. Number 4, I did Space Jam because of the movie. Number 3,
they made
I did
a movie about
black,
it.
White. Black White Cements.
Wait, which ones? Number 2?
No, I did number 3. Number 3 is Black White Cement.
Oh, okay.
3 and 4. And then number 2, I did the Grinches.
Okay.
That's always a good one.
And number 1, so like my idea for this, and I'm justifying it. Number 1, I'm kind of regretting number 1 now. Number 1 is because that they can do it for any shoe. I did it because it's like universal. So like same thing with
I didn't know what it is because that was my number 1 last time, I think.
Like same thing for what they did for like white and black cements, right? Anything that has like gray with black speckles is called a cement. Anything that's like Oreo is like black and white mixed together. So number one for me is I did the What The line.
Yep, I think yep. that's. I think that was my number one last time.
So, it was like, on there. I listened to it.
So even though the top three, the Jordan 1 top three, your grail, Greg, is that it's yeah. not it's not a What The, right? They call them the top three, but everyone called them the What The. Anything right. where it's like yeah. the KD7 What The. Like, and now every year they're coming out with a What The, and they can do that with anything, any anything. Shoe.
That's a fact.
What The Kyrie.
So,
hey, when those What The Kyrie greens hit outlets, you let me know.
Yo, they already hit outlets.
How much are they at the outlets?
Direct message me. I'll let you know.
All right. I'll slide in your DMs.
We'll let the homie Jay get going. We appreciate you coming through. Like we said, you could come through anytime. I mean, we got Skype now, so we appreciate it. We're gonna send
thanks for having me on, guys. This was a blast. I totally enjoyed that.
Of course. We're going to send you a couple things from the Manor. Send you a couple hats or whatever. And we appreciate you, man. So hit us up anyway. That's at Shanghai Soul on Instagram. That's the homie Jay.
All right. Bet, guys. Peace.
All right. See you.
That's the Jay piece.
Okay.
Spilling right. elote. All right.
All right. Who's going first? Who's going next?
All right. I will go first.
Yeah, I actually want to hear this since he said he changed his list.
Mine's completely changed.
I have honorable mentions.
Yeah, but yours was so bad that it didn't matter.
What are you talking about? Y'all said. All
right. Okay. I have honorable mentions.
If you go back and listen to that, you'll be embarrassed. All right.
Okay. I'm going to take two off because they were on Jay's list. So, like, my honorable mentions now, I didn't put these on because they were packs, but I think they're great names for packs. The Golden Moment Pack, the Defining Moment Pack, and the Fade to Black Pack, I think were all super
Fade to Black was good.
Dope. Yeah, I like Fade to Black. I don't know about the other ones.
I mean, Defining Moments. Like, they're shoes that he wore in Defining Moments.
What was the Defining Moments of 11?
What? He won a championship. He won the first championship of the three-peat wearing that. We just talked about it. We're going to talk about that Monday on MJ Mondays.
All right.
And then my last two honorable mentions are the Big Bangs and the Nerfs.
He said we're going to talk about it on Monday. And I'm like, no, we ain't. I'm like, oh, yeah, we are.
Big Bangs and Nerfs. You want me to go to my top?
Oh, Big Bang Nerfs, good.
You want me to go to my top five?
Yeah, good.
Or bottom five?
Yeah.
All right, bottom five. Number 10, Concepts Nike SB Ugly Christmas Sweaters.
Good one.
Number 9, Nike LeBronald Palmers. Number 8, Mamba Curials. Number 7, KD4 Weathermans. And number 6, but LeBron. Is that, what?
No, is that, go ahead.
LeBron 9 Low Miami Knights.
We all love the Weatherman shoe. I don't know if that's the greatest nickname. I mean, I guess he wanted to be a Weatherman, so okay.
Oh, that's what it was? I know nothing about it.
I'm pretty sure that's why, because Blake Griffin wanted to be a talk show host, and his shoe was
that's right.
The talk show thing.
You know, I'm probably going to cop Weathermans one day. I've seen them for 5.
They come down a lot.
But it was like a Doppler. Okay, I don't know. It was a Doppler radar. Maybe they should have just called it Doppler or something.
Yeah. Who's going next?
George.
I have zero honorable mentions, so this
zero.
This will be
all maybe, right. Let's go with 5 then.
I mean,
just say hair and Space Jam.
Yes. Honorable mentions. Not honorable mentions. Number 10. What am I talking about? Number 10.
We don't know.
Miss Pac-Man.
Good one.
Love it. Love video games. Looks just like the characters. Number 9. Your favorite shoe possibly of all time. False Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Undefeated Jedi Fives. That's a good one.
And we brought that up last time, too.
Yes, we did. Number 8. All these I brought up last time, except the couple of the bottom 5 might have been in my honorable mention or whatever, but number 8, Ronnie Feig Volcanoes. Number 7, the reason why we have the whole butter discussion, the Lobsters. Pick one, any of the Lobster Pack, fire. Number 6, yes, Kennedy's.
Yellow was the butter.
Kennedy's, oh yeah.
Yellow laces from the blue pack was the butter. So
yellow laces from the red pack.
Yeah, red pack, not the yellow one, not the blue one.
Eat the, whatever it was.
It was right. Like in that biohazard box.
You got more SBs than anybody sitting at this table right now, and you know the least about Lobster Pack.
He might have cornered you. No, I'm joking. Yes.
You're flailing.
Yes. He might have backed you against the wall.
Yes.
Pause. Number 10. Oh,
sorry. Yeah. Backed him backwards against the wall.
Honorable mentions.
Out of control.
Honorable mentions. Ferris Bueller's.
Ooh.
Grinch.
Oh.
And he got games. I got banned.
Ferris Bueller, actually, that's there's a lot of SBs with good names.
You could actually do an SB list of just names.
Yeah.
I only put He Got Games in there because that wasn't even what it was called at first. And then the movie came out, then like years later, like when they re-released Retro, they started calling him He Got Games.
Yeah.
Number 10, I got Moonwalk, Kobe Nines.
Okay.
Were they supposed to be really like for Michael Jackson? Because they were purple and stuff, and they had the moon on the bottom. Okay. Number 10, I got Kumquat Air Tech Challenge 2s.
Okay.
Because, honestly, I would have just called it orange. The fact that they call them Kumquat. Anyways. Whatever. Number 8, the ones that just came out. Wolves in Sheep's Clothing.
Oh, yeah.
That's tight. Those are right? And especially how the teeth show up in the swoosh. That's tight. All right. And the pack is $350. You see all the stuff? You see the pack of blood? Yo, I might pay $350 for that pack.
No, you're not.
Bro, you see all the stuff it comes with and the laces in the blood pack?
You just
I ain't paying $350.
Told you that.
You just, I didn't know that.
You just lost like 7 shoes.
Yeah, you have been.
I could tell by his face before he made that noise.
What number am I on? Number 7, Winos.
You just said blood, fear of blood. What'd you
that's
say?
A good one.
Winos, because everyone thought it was blood on the Janoskis, and it's red wine.
Yeah, that was
fire.
Yeah,
you're doing better this time than you did last time we did this list.
And number 6, Aunt Pearls.
Okay, I was
the fact that we call in a line of shoes an Aunt Pearl.
Yeah.
It's lasted. It's lasted. All right, Ryan. Top 5.
There is one on my list from my prior list, and it is number 5, and I just realized that the Kobe Carpe Diems.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. I meant to steal that one.
Number 4,
seize the day, bitches.
Number 4, a shoe that is coming out this weekend for the first time as a retro, First Games.
Oh yeah, I thought about putting that on there too.
I mean, first game, you know exactly what LeBron you're talking about. White and red, Zoom Generation 1.
Which is funny because none of the other LeBron 1s had a nickname.
That's kind of dumb. But
I mean, except Wheats.
Yeah, the Wheat. The All-Star Wheat, yeah. Number 3, travel all the way from the first game to the last shot.
Good one. It's the best one.
You like that transition. You like that transition there.
You like the story he told.
The story was basic. I mean, it took me somewhere.
It took me somewhere. You on a journey.
When he put his hand like this, I was like, oh,
it was a journey. We went on a journey.
I was there.
Yes, it took you back to Saturday night before the game.
Yeah, because the last thing he remembers is his last shot.
Exactly.
he woke
took
up
his
on the
last
floor.
Shot and he got laid out. he was wearing last shots when he took it, too.
But he was like, "Watch this!" But then he lost him because he bet somebody at the party.
Brian Russell was trying to say, "No, don't take that shot." Then you pushed him away.
He tried to slow me down.
Look.
Brian Russell. Shout out to Brian Russell. Wherever
Brian
you
Russell,
are.
Then Brian Russell took his shoes. He was like, "Cowboys lost. Give me those." Number 2, Chicago 1. They call the shoes Chicago. Come on, like a Chicago dog.
And then you get a... Your number 2 on your first list was better.
Chicago dog.
Number 1, Galaxy.
That's a good one.
That was not number 1, but all right, I understand.
That was a good one. That was a good pack.
That was a good pack.
But how could... Wait, Galaxy Foam? Or Galaxy KD?
Yeah, I mean, Galaxy... Oh. Just Galaxy. Like, just
I think
the fact
Big
that,
Bang was better than the...
I think Big... Yeah.
What was the Kobe called?
Galaxy Kobe.
Was it? Oh.
It was like the Galaxy Kobe, the Galaxy KD, the Big Bang LeBron, and Galaxy Foam.
Oh.
That makes no sense.
I wonder why they did
that.
On
Nike's part. Number 5. The same top 5 I did last time.
All right, pack of all time.
I mean, you might
what
remember.
What you got?
Number 5, Grinches. Number 4, He Got Game. Number 3, Shattered Backboard. Number 2, Band. And number 1 of all time, same thing last time, NYC Pigeon.
Dab. Number 5, Copper Foams. I mean, it's a copper penny. Duh. Number 4, Tiffany's. They had nothing to do with the company Tiffany, but Tiffany Blue and Diamond Supply. Number 3, I got What The. I think What The's. I mean, you could call it anything, but they called it the What The. That was cool. Number 2, I have Concord. And it's just that little piece of Concord on the bottom in the Jumpman. And number 1, Number one to me might be the greatest nickname of a sneaker of all time. Last Shots. It's the greatest one. It's the very last shot of the greatest basketball player of all time on the Chicago Bulls. Not the Wizards. The last shot of the greatest player of all time.
It would be the best if they used it purposes, though.
Like?
Pigeons. I mean, it's been used on so many different things because the guy created a freaking company with the name.
I mean,
but it all started with the NYC Pigeons.
What is that through?
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
You're talking about why it's the greatest nickname. I said they only use it on one thing, though.
Because it was the last shot he ever took.
I understand that, but if it's such a fantastic nickname, you would be able to use it on other things.
There's only one last shot.
There's only one last shot.
You can't retake the last shot.
Then why is it number one if there's only one?
Because it's greatest. Because
it's the greatest nickname of all time. And if someone says last shot, last shot. Free throw line, pushing the back.
It's a great moment in sports history.
Great moment.
If your nickname is Chi-Chi's and so is 40 other people's, then it's not a great nickname. It's unique.
Why wouldn't it be?
No, because you can put pigeon on everything. I don't think that's – I think they're going to wear out the pigeon.
I'm not saying only pigeon. I'm saying there are other things, too, that
– There's only one last shot.
And I
– Yeah, but that's not a reason that's number one.
Yes, it is.
The reason it's number one is because it's Michael Jordan making the shot.
Yeah. And the shoe.
No.
Yeah. Last there's not a
shot. There's not a last shot 31.
There's not, there's not the a Stephon better Marbury the nickname, last shot.
Like Grinch has been on other shoes after that.
No, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it not has.
There's been the colorway. No, it hasn't. There's been the colorway.
And they call it
and
that.
People call it that, but that's not what it's
Grinch.
Called.
That one is the Grinch.
Who do you think names the shoe? Not Nike.
Yeah, we
the
do.
People do. Yes, people call the other ones.
Okay, I don't care.
I don't
they
give
call
a
it that.
What you say. There's only one Grinch. There's the Grinch 6. That's it.
That's it.
That's the only 6. You can have.
I don't care if they make a green shoe with red laces.
Yeah,
it's not a Grinch.
You can have a green colorway with red laces.
People call it Grinch.
No. You call it.
They might call it that.
You can call it whatever you want, but the masses literally call it the Grinch.
Okay. No, they don't.
Is there anything else?
Wait, I have something.
What's up?
Sneaker nickname of the future. This is what the white, purple and black Kobe ones will be called when they release. I'm calling it right now. I'm making it up. They're gonna be called the 81 points.
Ain't they already called that?
I don't know.
Oh, me talking about the one he scored 81 points in?
Duh. What else would they be called?
Man, you act like you went out on a limb.
I went out.
You said sneaker name of the future. Made it up.
I did make it up.
Anything else?
That's a sneak diss.
Wait, shout out to the homie Jay.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Jay.
At Shanghai Soul on Instagram, follow him. Hit him up if you want sneakers. Actually, don't do that. Anything else?
That's a sneak diss.
All right, that's a sneak diss.
Twice.